From the Independent Times newsroom, this is an audio edition of our latest report, The House Under Pressure, Why 45% of Americans Are Independent Voters, published on February 26, 2026, narrated for you to take the news on the go. President Abraham Lincoln once warned that a house divided against itself cannot stand. As we approach our nation's 250th anniversary, that warning feels more urgent than ever. The American house is under severe pressure. It is not just divided, but straining under siloed media, partisan gridlock, and an affordability crisis that makes the American dream feel increasingly out of reach. While elected leaders remain locked in perpetual stalemate, the stability Americans depend on is being tested in ways we have not seen in generations. At a time when so many Americans are suffering and in need of real relief, national discourse remains trapped in escalating polarization. Elected leaders prioritize political combat over compromise. They campaign on opponents' mistakes rather than offering long-term solutions. This partisan gridlock stalls legislation, creates a vacuum where pragmatic policy should be, and treats a human and economic toll on families as secondary to culture war headlines. When winning the news cycle matters more than solving problems, everyday Americans pay the price. Mainstream media exacerbates the divide by obsessing over horse race drama, polling swings, and win-loss projections while sidelining substantive policy reporting. Media platforms often prioritize engagement through demonization over objective accountability, fixating on conflict instead of facts. This deprives citizens of the shared factual ground for compromise, leaving them exhausted, cynical, and without the information needed to bridge divides. Perhaps most dangerously, this chasm has eroded the unifying faith in our democracy and the shared resolve on national security that once held us together. Most notably, the long-standing consensus that politics stops at the water's edge has eroded. Today, foreign policy has become just another tool for domestic point scoring, whether it is aid for allies like Ukraine or strategies to counter China's growing influence. These aren't debated as matters of national interest. They have become partisan litmus tests. Persistent internal strife creates a flip-flop foreign policy that confuses our allies and emboldens our adversaries. For the country, this isn't just a matter of ideology. It is a matter of national stability. A house divided against itself cannot lead, and a fractured home front leads to a noticeably weakened standing in a dangerous world. This moment of friction forces us to confront a fundamental question. Our country has always had polarization in two major political parties, so what is different now? In the past, divisions were often bridged by a shared commitment to progress. Parties debated fiercely, yet still managed to compromise on significant national achievements, such as the New Deal, the interstate highway system, and the landmark voting and civil rights legislation that expanded the promise of democracy. Today, that shared horizon of how to repair and what to build together has vanished. We have shifted from policy disagreement to an outrage economy, where social media algorithms reward anger, unlimited dark money amplifies division, and compromise is treated as betrayal. This system now rewards extremes, punishes moderation, and leaves the center, where a record high of 45% of Americans now identify as independent, ignored, and unheard. Together, these forces deepen gridlock and diminish public trust. One major factor in this shift is often overlooked, a 1970s rule change known as the McGovern-Fraser reforms. While well-intentioned, these reforms moved candidate selection from party leaders to a primary system that, in practice, handed the keys to the most ideological extremes. Because primary turnout is often as low as 20%, candidates are effectively handpicked by the most ideological fringe before most of the electorate even begins to pay attention. This creates a trap. Politicians must play to the extremes to survive a primary, leaving the exhausted majority of pragmatists held hostage by partisan gatekeepers. This is compounded by entrenched gerrymandering, where roughly 90% of congressional districts are safely red or blue before a single vote is cast. In these safe seats, the only way a representative can lose their job is by being too moderate and facing a primary challenge from their own flank. This environment makes compromise not just unprofitable, but a career risk. It erodes donor support and attracts well-funded challengers, effectively punishing anyone who dares to bridge the divide. This narrow funnel has defined American politics for decades. In this divided political state, the rise of independent voters becomes evident. While many independents lean toward one party when they vote, their growing refusal to formally affiliate reflects widespread frustration with rigid partisanship. They have a hunger for leaders who prioritize issues and results over partisan battles and ideological purity. The rejection of party labels is especially pronounced among Gen Z and millennials. Raised in a digital age where information is decentralized, these younger politically homeless citizens are not invested in preserving the legacy rules of the game. They care about tangible progress, not about who wins the next news cycle or scores a political point. This shift isn't a fluke. It is the culmination of a half-century-long evolution in the American electorate. When University of Michigan researchers first identified independents as a unique group in 1960, they were largely dismissed as uninformed or politically disengaged. For decades, they were categorized merely as swing voters, a fickle slice of the electorate that candidates tried to woo in the final weeks of an election. Today, that characterization is obsolete. Choosing to be independent is no longer about being undecided. It is a rejection of the all-or-nothing binary of the two-party system. Since 1988, this group has grown from 33% to a record-high 45% of the electorate. This is now a larger voting bloc than either Democrats or Republicans, who remain at 27% each. While some independents lean partisan in their voting, their growth signals a demand for genuine alternatives beyond the two-party status quo. It is a clear rejection of the idea that one of two rigid party platforms can fully capture an entire worldview. As the parties chase ideological purity, Americans are embracing independence. They are creating a vast, untapped reservoir of voters who value practical results over partisan loyalty. The problem is not that Americans cannot get along. The problem is that our political system has made cooperation unprofitable. Until that changes, the representation gap will persist, the exhausted majority will remain sidelined, and gridlock will continue. Independent voters feel this reality more than anyone. Research from the Pew Research Center found that 86% of Americans believe Republicans and Democrats are more focused on fighting each other than solving problems. Yet the system continues to reward exactly that behavior. The good news is that this is not inevitable. Independents, now the largest voting bloc in the country, stand outside the partisan incentive structure and are uniquely positioned to demand structural reforms that restore functionality to American democracy. These reforms are not theoretical. Open primaries, ranked choice voting, and independent redistricting commissions have already reduced polarization where they've been adopted. Alaska and Maine have elected consensus-oriented leaders who appeal to broad coalitions. California's top two primary and citizen-drawn maps have encouraged more pragmatic legislative behavior. These changes allow moderates to compete, broaden the range of viable candidates, and reduce incentives for base-only campaigning. Addressing money and media distortion is also essential. Restoring fact-based media standards weakened after the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine, also with overturning the unlimited corporate and super PAC spending permitted by Citizens United, would help ensure voters, not outrage-driven media or wealthy donors, shape our elections. The challenge is that the current system benefits those who thrive on division, safe districts, and fundraising incentives that pressure elected officials to serve donors over voters. These groups hold veto power and do not want to surrender it. For them, reform threatens the influence they currently enjoy. Breaking this cycle requires sustained pressure from independents and the broader exhausted majority. Wherever voters have pushed these reforms forward, moderation has gained ground and cooperation has begun to replace extremism. The path exists. The independents have the power to widen it. Structural fixes and stronger civic habits alone will not be enough. But combined with a renewed shared purpose, they can rebuild trust. Empowered citizenship starts with these straightforward steps. Stay current. Register to vote and mark all upcoming election dates on your calendar. Stay informed. Follow your representatives on social media and subscribe to both local and national newspapers. Stay vocal. Attend town hall meetings and petition your elected officials respectfully regarding the issues you care about. Stay vigilant. Build news literacy skills to detect and filter out misinformation. Repairing the machinery of American politics requires more than just new rules. It demands a return to a common horizon. The American project still rests on three pillars: personal freedom, economic opportunity, and the fundamental security that allows everyone to thrive. Without a shared commitment to these goals, structural reform is merely rearranging the furniture in a house that has lost its foundation. As Franklin D. Roosevelt declared in 1941, we look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms: freedom of speech and expression, freedom of every person to worship God in his own way, freedom from want, freedom from fear. Roosevelt's vision remains the quiet, practical hope of most Americans and is the foundation upon which all meaningful reform must be built. It is where everything starts and exactly where we must go next. Thanks for listening. For more news built for independence, head to independenttimes.news and follow us on social media at @endtimesnews. Your voice matters.